Mark Lumia is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. True Wealth Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, WFLA, and WFLF are not affiliated.
Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
Welcome to Retirement Mark with your host, Mark Lumia.
A lot of people, when they're planning for retirement, no one thinks of how long they're really going to live. One of the biggest problems in retirement is actually running out of money. So you have to make your decisions and create some kind of retirement plan that takes that into consideration where you're going to have income for as long as you live.
Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group will help build you a solid retirement plan from the floor up.
It's always good to get a second opinion. Maybe I teach you about sequence risk and you realize, wow, I wish I would have known that 10 years ago.
You've worked hard for your money and you deserve a retirement plan that reaches your goals. Now is the time to hit your retirement mark. Here is your host, Mark Lumia.
Welcome to the Retirement Mark Show with retirement cash flow strategist Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group. I'm Grace Atkinson with Producer Hawk, and each week Mark is going to show you little known ways to increase your retirement income, how to reduce taxes, and some easy ways to preserve that nest egg that you've worked so hard to build. Mark, how are you today?
Well, Grace, I'm really good, but I'm starting to worry because I haven't done any shopping yet.
Oh my goodness. Come on. You can't fall behind. Are you, it is kind of a husband, typical guy thing to wait to what, like the last minute to do your holiday shopping.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, it's usually the night before or maybe the day of.
Yeah, there you go.
No, what about you, Hawk? When do you do yours?
You know, I have done a couple of things already, but I have plans and I've been researching and I've been shopping. And,
I like that, researching.
Because when guys go in, they don't shop. They go and they buy. They attack. They go after it. Well, we just hope they're not sold out by the time we get there.
Exactly. My husband needs specifics. So it's not like, oh, maybe some perfume this year. He needs the name. He needs the location, the type, you know.
So. He needs you to go buy it. He needs you to wrap it. He needs you to address the card.
No, I'd like him to get it because you never know. When we were dating, he would give me a present in like the store bag, like the plastic crinkly with the tags on. It was adorable. So he's graduated to gift bags. And
then when you open it up, you have to act surprised.
Yes. Oh, there's that exact.
Oh, that's one. I can't believe you remembered.
Well, all gifts are going to be appreciated, I'm sure. And while you're enjoying the show, feel free to go to our website, retirementmark.com. On the website, Mark has blog updates that answer popular listener questions like, how can I maximize my Social Security and what types of annuities are there? That's retirementmark.com. And if you would like to meet with Mark to discuss your financial goals for 2015, or maybe you would just appreciate a second opinion to have your retirement strategy stress tested, Mark is available to meet with you. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. In early December, we heard that the U.S. is no longer the largest economic power in the world. We are now officially second behind China, despite what's going on in the world's economy. Mark, how can you help people make sure their personal economy doesn't slip?
Well, what you just said, we need to have people come in and have the retirement strategy stress tested. Even if they have an advisor currently, they basically need to have what I call a household balance sheet. And they need to make sure their consumption is in line with their financial capital that they saved. They only have three types of capital: human capital, social capital, and financial capital. So we want to make sure that you can have a cash flow that's going to last until your last days. So you definitely don't want to run out of money, and you need to have that retirement strategy stress tested.
I love the way that sounds, retirement strategy stress test. What are people going to find out from that stress test?
You know, just like a doctor, we ask them lots of questions. We collect data. We ask them to bring in their tax returns the last 2 years, their financial statements, their contracts, all kinds of things. And we look at them, we review them.
Just see where their people are at.
Yeah, we see where they're at. We also see how they might say, hey, I'm conservative. And then I look at everything and they're more aggressive than they think they are. Or sometimes they'll tell me they're one way and then we give them a risk tolerance questionnaire and they answer the questions and their answers are come up a different way. Sometimes they think their contract has this much in fees, and we find out it has almost double the fees. Sometimes they might have some funds, and the funds may have like 100% turnover. So if their mutual fund owns 600 stocks and they're going to have 100% turnover, that's 1,200 trades. And those trades aren't part of your expense ratio, so you have higher hidden costs that you don't think that you have. So there's a lot of things we can do, and it could be just be a strategy. We don't necessarily have to get you a better return. In fact, we can get you a lower rate of return as long as we leave you with more money. You're better off, and that's with less risk. There's a lot of things we do, and it's case by case. Everyone has a different portfolio, and we look at it, and we stress test it.
Well, grandparents know all too well the costs involved with raising kids. They've been there, done that, so to speak. Well, CNN's Christine Roman says data recently released from the Department of Agriculture finds it will cost about $240,000 to raise a child from birth to high school, not counting college.
Now, the biggest expenses are housing, food, and childcare. It's most expensive to raise a child in the urban Northeast, less so in the South, and cheapest, relatively speaking, in rural areas. And overall, costs have grown more slowly in recent years. But before we start worrying about your return on investment, we all know these little rugrats are priceless.
Well, Mark, how can you help grandparents work out a plan that will help provide monetary stability for their grandkids?
Well, you know, I never really realized how much it would cost to raise kids until I had them. But even more so than that, I've had probably last year 15 couples come into my office that had no children, and each of these couples had between $3 and $8 million saved up.
Oh, what are you trying to say there?
So I'm trying to say that, you know, when you see that and you're like, wow, kids really do cost a lot.
They do.
So, you know, what I do is I'm what's called an infinite banking practitioner. And there's a concept there where you can take a whole life policy and you overfund it without crossing the, what's called the modified endowment contract line. So you keep the tax benefits. And this is an advanced strategy. And I actually have one for each one of my children. I put away $3,000 to $4,000 in it every year. When they get to college age, there'll be probably $70,000 to $80,000 in there, and I will not let them borrow it. Basically, they're going to get student loans and grants and things like that. Since I own it, that money doesn't go against them. The money I have in the side, this life insurance policy, when they apply for financial aid, so they're still entitled to the grants and things that they don't have to pay back. And then maybe they're in college for 4 years, 8 years, or 12 years, who knows? And at that time, maybe the contract's worth around $160,000, and maybe they owe Sally Mae $60,000. Well, we can borrow against, not from, against the policy, pay off Sally Mae, and then whatever they were going to pay Sally Mae, they pay back to their life insurance policy, almost like their own little bank. So a lot of people think that life insurance is just for death. It does have a great death benefit that's tax-free, but there's a lot of living benefits, and you can create your own little infinite banking system.
That's so impressive. And when you're listening to Mark talk about this, this is someone you're going to meet with. He's a retirement cash flow strategist that is going to give you advice that isn't just coming from his head or all of his years of study and experience. He's applying these principles in his own life. And if you would like to meet with Mark, 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Well, national best-selling author and friend of our show, Patrick Kelly's latest book, Stress-Free Retirement, is chock full of explanations about some of the tools and strategies that Mark Loomy and his team uses to help your retirement income plan. Patrick says, as you're making your plans, there is something you should be doing.
People have to ask themselves a question. If they have 20 or 30 years till they need the money, then it probably is okay to ride, still understanding that they probably will experience some losses along the way. But if they're in retirement or near retirement, or they're going to need those funds within a 5, 6, 7 year period, then I would say, why are you taking the risks that you're taking? Because there are some great innovations in the financial marketplace that allow them not to have to take those risks, but still be able to get some of that upside gain. And that's really the powerful story.
That's so exciting. What are some of these innovations Patrick's talking about? Can you help people get access to them?
Absolutely. And we always talk about risk versus safe, and that's kind of what he's talking about. And we can put you in safe vehicles that let you share in the upside and you get none of the downside. In other words, if the market goes up 10%, maybe the contract says you're capped out at 5%, so you get a 5% rate of return. So now you go from 100 to 105,000. Then the next year, let's say the market drops 20%, and you keep the whole 105 because it doesn't go down in value. So you you don't get the negatives, but you also don't get to keep all the upside. Now, in the innovations part he's talking about, there are actually some uncapped strategies inside some of these fixed indexed annuities or hybrid annuities where you can actually have uncapped gains. So you definitely need to come speak to a retirement income specialist so you can see where you can get the biggest bang for your buck and create a safer portfolio. You also want to make sure you're creating a bigger floor, kind of like your own little pension there, so you can cover all your needs and your wants.
Well, when you look at your home and where you want to live in retirement, do you want to stay where you're at or do you want to move away or maybe do a renovation? Well, a new study from the Demand Institute says that more and more boomers are planning on staying in their current home when they retire. Their reasons are somewhat surprising. Mark, what do you think about this article?
Well, the article said many things, and some of the things were 63% say they will stay in their current home. The article also said that 85% say they will stay in place due to financial constraints and health issues. 66% of boomers choose to stay put to stay close to friends and family, and many will be using their retirement to create their own dream home with renovations. Most of these renovations are not the type that involve outfitting a home for the aging. They say 76% of the people own their home. More than half will still carry a mortgage. And overall, boomers are not afraid to carry a mortgage in their retirement years as many people continue to work. Personally, I wish things were more old-fashioned. I kind of want to buy a couple lots across the street from my house and in the future maybe build some houses for my kids so the family can stay all in the same neighborhood. So I don't know how, you know, according to the article, more baby boomers aren't wanting to go elsewhere. They want to stay by friends and families. I kind of feel the same way. I'm not even a boomer. So I was born in 1966, so I think I missed it by a couple of years. But that's the feeling and sense I have. I would rather be close. You know, you have family close by and you can count on them to help you out.
Yeah, and I like the way you think, because especially this time of year around the holidays when I know we're shipping gifts and gift cards and our families just spread out. You know, at one time we even had, you know, family in the service in other countries. It's just hard. And when you can all kind of have that homestead, like you said, back in the day, that would be my ideal dream too, just to be near each other and watch each other and be a part of each other's lives. It's hard.
Many people that I deal with, their kids are all in different states and sometimes they can't even afford to go see them. So yeah, if they're closer, you have, you know, ways to see them, but you know, that's our world. We can travel now. Many, many years ago, they didn't have the ways to travel like we do now. It wasn't so easy to get up and get on a plane and fly somewheres. So I think that's, you know, part of the reason for the change, access to getting places quicker and further away.
That's right. And speaking of family, if you would like to plan ahead for future generations, maybe you've got questions about your portfolio, maybe you want a second opinion, Mark would love to offer you a complimentary financial stress test. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. If you're in the 352 area code, 352-561-4571. And check out the website, retirementmark.com. The Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group returns in just a moment.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who can help protect your assets by reviewing your retirement income and taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.